This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
We're back after
we're
a
all
few
in
days
house. Yes.
Here. I had to run back to Saskatchewan to visit my grandma, who wasn't doing too good. She actually passed away last night, but very happy and grateful that we were able to go and to get there and to spend some time with her. She was about a month short of 98, so she lived a very long and good life and was able to like be herself right till the end. Like, she was in a retirement home the last couple of years, but walked herself to breakfast every morning, like was very independent. And even the last couple of days where she was, you know, kind of stuck in bed and doing a lot of sleeping, she was still like waking up to go to the bathroom by herself, and just strong Finnish lady. So we were able to go. I was able to introduce my daughter to her because Birdie hadn't met her yet. So that was kind of the goal of it, was like, hey, she needs to meet my baby daughter. She hasn't met her yet, so we need to go do that. We were able to get some pictures, and she was able to hold her a little bit. So, yeah,
that's
it was
cool.
Obviously a sad trip to Saskatchewan, but I was really happy that we were able to go. So we're back, and I have a story about an injury that I received while I was there. I just posted the video up on Twitter. I'm going to put it on Instagram and then Facebook as well if you want to go and see it. And we're going to be talking about the dumbest injuries you've received recently. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. Thought we could do a topic, dumbest injury you've had recently. Like, this isn't my dumbest injury ever, because I'm kind of the king of dumb injuries, but this is just the most recent, and it got me thinking about this. We were at a park last week, and someone had left this little plastic toy motorcycle thing there, like one that you could just ride along, pull it, push it, whatever. And Donnie, who is 4, really wanted to go down the slide on it. So he wanted to ride this plastic motorcycle down the slide. And I knew it was a bad idea, so what I did was I got him to test it out first. To test it first. So he went up to the top of the slide, sent the motorcycle down by itself so we could see how it would land. Of course, the thing lands perfectly, like perfect landing at the bottom. So it looks safe to him. I knew it still wasn't a good idea and it wasn't safe. So I volunteered to go first. I said, okay, I'll test it out now, Donnie. We'll see how this goes. And it didn't go well. I ended up on this little motorcycle going down a slide. And I smacked my arm at the bottom because the motorcycle went out from under me, and then my arm came down and whacked, and I like burnt it on the plastic. I got these two big red scabs across my arm. Yeah. All week people were like, what did you do?
It looks like you took a lash in the arm.
A lash, or like I got my arm in the oven and like stuck it to the side of the oven.
You're wrestling in the kitchen and touched the hot oven.
There is a video of it. I posted it on our Twitter and our Instagram, as well as on our webpage if you want to go and see it, 957cruisefm.ca. It worked. Donnie was no longer interested in going down the slide on the little plastic motorcycle. After having a good laugh, he was out. So I thought we could do that, though. Dumbest way you've injured yourself. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. How's she going? We're back after a couple of days away.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the dumbest way you've injured yourself recently. I was injured myself on a slide, being the safety tester for my 4-year-old.
Yeah, making sure that everything's okay.
Well, it's better I get hurt than he does. So, yeah. And he saw the results.
It's, no, I'm good.
That happened, as well as, Jimmy, you hurt yourself recently?
Okay, for those of you who don't know me, I'm a little person, and I'm very top heavy. And from the time I was little, I can trip so easily.
Truth.
And yes, Grant's witnessed
it. I've seen it.
I was doing the remote on Saturday, and I was carrying a small bucket of stuff, and I miscalculated where the step was, and I fell up a stair. Like no word of a lie, I fell up and jammed my finger. I blew a blood vessel at the end of my thumb.
You got a good mark there.
And it's twice the size of my other thumb.
And when Jimmy like does something like that, it's not just quiet. It's a spectacle.
Because
usually there's stuff flying everywhere.
There's stuff flying.
He's stuck on his back, rolling around, trying to get up.
No, it wasn't quite
that bad.
It's just everybody in the place thought, thought that I was toast.
Yeah.
Like, oh, are you okay? No, I'm just fine. I just tripped on the stair.
At least you didn't need an ambulance this time.
Yeah.
Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy. How's she going? Talking about the dumbest way you've injured yourself recently. Wes texted in at 780-989-0957.
This is brutal.
He said, fell 14 feet off the top of a ladder building a chicken coop, landed on the metal ladder, and severed two tendons off the bone. Six bolts and a bundle of twine in my shoulder. Later, the most expensive eggs I will ever have. I said, Wes, at that point, you should eat the chickens. Give up on the eggs. You got to eat those chickens. And he said, yep. The next day, the chicken coop blew over in a windstorm. Oi. Yeah. There'd be some good eggs. You lost the shoulder for them.
3, 2,
Jimmy at the movies.
I shall call him Minnie.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
Jimmy, what movie did you review this weekend?
Silence of the Lambs.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah.
What a disturbing movie.
It holds up.
It definitely holds up. Yeah. Anthony Hopkins... He won an Academy Award for that, and so did Jodie Foster. But the look on his face when he was talking was just so creepy and serious. Like,
to me, it's one of those roles that I have a hard time seeing him as anything else but Hannibal Lecter after that movie.
Like,
because he just is so incredible.
So intense. And like, he barely blinked when he was talking.
Yeah.
Like, when he was talking to people about all these crazy things and talking to her about her life and interrogating her. It was like, at a couple points, he made hair stand up on the back of my head.
Yeah.
It's, the movie came out in 1991. You know, because we're doing the a year
50 years of Jimmy,
so we're 1991.
A movie from every year of Jimmy's life,
and yeah, it's so disturbing. And the way, like, the part with the was it congresswoman or senator or whatever? Yeah it's like.
And I don't know if you've seen Hannibal, the movie that came out like 2001. With it was kind of the sequel to this, but. It was good, but nowhere near as good as Silence of the Lambs.
I remember seeing it, but like, I remember seeing this one years ago, and I remember it freaked the bejeebers out of me back then. And it wasn't as freaky, but it was very disturbing.
Like, it's good.
It's not a scary movie.
Puts the lotion on the skin, or it gets to who's again.
His escape when he what he did to those guards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
I gave it a 5.
5 buttery cobs of Tabor corn out of 5 for Silence of the Lambs. Later in the show, we'll pick a movie from...
92.
1992, okay.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
So they're finally looking at building a high-speed train in Alberta, hey? It's about time. Commuter trains between Calgary and Edmonton is the plan, with rail service from Calgary to Banff and then Edmonton to Jasper. They'll do a feasibility study for the next year, which is basically where they just pay a bunch of people to look at it and tell them to give her or to not give her. I know we're such a spread out country and the population and everything else, but this is long overdue. Like right now, if you want to go to Calgary and you don't want to drive on the highway where 120 is considered slow, your only option is to take the bus with Jimmy. We all know how that goes. And then when they come up with solutions, this is my favorite part. Anytime they're like, we need something between Calgary and Edmonton, they never go with the simple option. They're always like, we have this giant tube. It's called a Hyperloop. You sit in it and then we blast you to Calgary at 200 miles an hour with a pee break in Red Deer. Or the world's longest gondola from here to Calgary. But finally, someone suggested, why not build a train? And after years of figuring out how to launch ourselves back and forth so we don't have to take the bus, we settled on a train. This is one of those situations where if anyone from the city of Edmonton tries to recommend a train builder, we need to ignore them so hard. Whoever built the walking speed LRT here in Edmonton should not be allowed anywhere near this new train.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
So, as most people know, because I talk about it a fair bit, but Star Wars Day is coming up this Saturday, May the 4th, and they've released the newest trailer for the Tales of the Jedi, which are some short animated project that they're doing. They're like short films, like 5 minutes, that they're releasing on May the 4th, which take place after Order 66 and the rise of Darth Vader and him training the Inquisitors. So there's
the Inquisitors.
The newest trailer just came out. It's so cool. I really enjoyed it. But that isn't the main part of me talking about this Star Wars news, because no one wants to hear about these short little animated films that include Morgan Elsbeth and Bear Sophie. But on May the 4th, which
May
is
the 4th, be ever in your
which
favor.
Is Star Wars Day. Yours truly, James P. White, is actually going to see Phantom Menace in the theaters on that day at Scotiabank Theater. I am going, and the reason I'm telling you is because there's going to be a special look at the Acolyte series. So they're going to have like a feature of the new series is coming out in June. That's the main reason I'm going, and because I love the Phantom Menace. But yeah, May the 4th is Star Wars Day, and yours truly is going.
Get your popcorn. It's going to watch a 25-year-old movie.
Yes, I am.
Isn't it crazy that that movie's that old? Like, how old is it now?
Would it you is, say the anniversary? It is the 25th anniversary.
25th anniversary, yeah.
And
that's crazy.
And the funny thing is what's... is I went to see that movie with a buddy of mine when he was dating his now wife.
Yeah.
And it's funny. His daughter's over 20. And, yeah, we saw that in the theaters right after.
Down there in Tabor.
Right.
The drive-in theater in Tabor.
No, we ended up going to Lethbridge, but, yeah.
And now you're going to see it again.
Exactly.
And you're still living the dream.
Yes, still single.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. So the July 20th fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul looks like it's going to be an actual match. There was a lot of talk when they announced this fight. Like, there was, like, people saying, like, I saw the rules, and it's actually a tag team match where he'll be able to tag in his buddy or his brother anytime he wants, and they're going to be using clown shoes, like just ridiculous things, right?
Yeah.
But they're saying it's a sanctioned professional fight, because there was also talk, is it going to be an exhibition fight?
They're doing shortened rounds. It's going to be 2-minute rounds. They're using 14-ounce gloves.
Yeah, normally it's 3-minute rounds with 10-ounce gloves. I get the shorter rounds thing. I mean, Mike Tyson, as scary as he looks in his Instagram training videos, which I watch all the time.
Those are brutal. Like
he's just moving fast and hitting hard.
He could destroy someone.
He's still 57, going to be 58 by the time the fight happens in July, right? So
yeah.
I get, like, his cardio might not be there. So I do understand the shortened rounds. I hope it's an actual fight.
Yeah, I hope that's...
Is there anyone cheering for Jake Paul?
I want to see him destroyed.
I think that's the general consensus.
Like, Mike Tyson, he's in his prime. He would destroy people in seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I still think he could just destroy this kid.
Like I said, I think that's the general consensus. Is anyone watching is hoping to see Mike Tyson beat up Jake Paul. And I feel like they must have gotten sanctioned, because nobody wanted to watch like an exhibition match, people want to watch a real fight.
Yeah, a no winner.
If I'm going to pay $90 to $100 to watch this thing, somebody better lose a tooth or something. That's happening July 20th.
This is Cruise News.
I was reminded by a texter that the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight is actually free. It's on Netflix. So you got to subscribe to Netflix and you can watch it. That's right. Forgot it was like one of Netflix's live stream events.
I was kind of hoping it was going to be something that was going to be played at a bar that you can go in.
Oh, I'm sure some bar will get a Netflix subscription and go and watch it, right? So, Cruise Mornings, Grant and Jimmy, how's she going? There's a new term to teach you about Jimmy.
Okay.
I was just reading about this, and it makes sense to me. And I've even seen friends go through this. Petnups. So you've heard of a prenup?
Yeah.
Where, you know, before you get married, you agree, okay, if this ends, I'll take my stuff, you take your stuff, we'll go our separate ways. Well, the petnup is a new legal agreement, which has become quite popular, for when people get dogs. If we break up, who gets the dog? Or how do we share custody? They're making actual legal documents about it, which makes sense, I guess. If you both really want the dog, you're both attached to it. It's, how do you decide where it goes? Right?
But then in the petnup, will there also possibly be visitation? Like,
I think that was part of
you
it.
Know,
like,
that's like supervised. You know, you do with kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a friend of ours, you know, he, like Army Chris, he has dogs with his ex and they take turns.
He takes them on the weekends, takes them for ice cream, spoils them. Yeah. Yeah, like, they have that. I don't think they ever had an official pet nup, but they agreed when they split up, we're going to make this work for the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing. If this were to happen with my wife and me, she would not want the dog. She likes the dog. She loves Rodney. But she would be happy to let him live with me.
On the leading edge of fried chicken innovation. And on a mission to figure out the 11 spices in the Colonel's secret recipe, here's your Chicken News host, Grant Johnson.
Grant Johnson.
So there's been a few companies, like fast food companies, that have had good marketing in the last few years. Arby's is one of them. They got Arby's vodka and a whole bunch of different products. KFC has been one of those as well. They've been wise, getting different celebrities to play Colonel Sanders, coming out with the KFC Yule Log every Christmas.
Yeah, that's great.
KFC Crocs. There was KFC tracksuits. The latest one, a KFC cologne. Number 11, Eau de Barbecue. Comes in a black and red striped bottle and was selling for $13. KFC cologne. I say selling because they actually already sold out. As soon as they put this stuff out there on the market, it was gone. People want to smell like chicken.
So do you think you're getting that as a Father's Day gift?
Well, I think it's already sold out. So,
but maybe your wife thought ahead?
Maybe. I don't know. They say it has the unmistakable aroma of a barbecue drifting through the air. All these years, I've just been rubbing drumsticks under my armpits. Now we could get the cologne, Jimmy. And what smells better than KFC? You drive by a KFC, you smell that chicken in the air.
Oh, it makes me hungry instantly.
It's one of the best smelling things in the world. So, well done, KFC. If you want to send us a bottle, just send it over this way. We'll wear it.
I shall call him Minnie.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
So 50 years of Jimmy, where he reviews a different movie from every year of his life. And this week, it is 1992. Taking your suggestions on what movie he should review.
There's a lot. And like Encino Man has come in quite a bit.
Oh, wait.
I have had to watch it for Jimmy at the movies.
Encino Man.
Link and I are cruising the mountain, bro, and we figure we's a little Jews.
No, we's in the Jews.
Such a bad movie.
That's awesome. It was one of my favorites when I was in school.
What's worse, Encino Man or Biodome? Biodome was one of my favorites when I was in school, and it's if you watch it now, you're like, this is a bad movie. I think Biodome is probably worse than Encino Man. Reservoir Dogs came in a bunch. You've reviewed that already. That's kind of our only rule. If he's reviewed it already, we don't do it again.
Because Reservoir Dogs was actually one of the first movies that I hadn't seen that angered you guys so much.
That we were like, you need to watch this.
Yes.
Unforgiven won Best Picture that year. Clint Eastwood. That's a great movie. Filmed in Alberta as well, I believe. The Crying Game. A Few Good Men. You've done that one.
Yes.
Scent of a woman. Hoo-ah!
Yes.
Hoo-ah!
I'm
too old. Done, too tired.
Yes, I've Take done that one.
Take a flamethrower to this place. Hoo-ah! Yeah, you've done that one.
But the movie that's come in the most is probably the longest movie is The Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah,
that's
that
come in.
Has been texted in a whole bunch. I've never actually seen it. I thought I did, and then I started watching trailers. And never actually seen it. Daniel Day-Lewis. Last of the Mohicans?
Yes.
That's what we're going with?
I guess we're going that way. Might as well go with the long one.
Got a good Rotten Tomatoes score, so Jimmy will have the review Monday morning.
That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.